Welcome to Inside Games, the only gaming news show brave enough to be excited for a video game with a hot babe in it.
That's right, Bruce. We're throwing our chips down. Games need a little less woke and a little more... I've had a lot of coffee this morning.
Also, we're being sarcastic, guys. Stellar Blade launches on April 26th. And let's be honest, it's not really that complicated to see what's going on here. And yet, the presence of certain digital curves have thrown people into an absolute frenzy.
Yeah, it just takes one crude scrawling on a cave wall and people start banging their fists on the ground. The always simmering and always rational culture warriors have a thing or two to say about Stellar Blade, ranging from accusations of censorship to just kind of outright paranoia, accusing media outlets of a coordinated conspiracy to defame the game.
Wow. All right. People on the internet are up to their old tricks and inventing reasons to be mad about games yet again. And that's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, a little bit. We'll cover all the e-drama later, though. First, we got to hear from those journalists.
Yes. The much-needed PS5 exclusive has been reviewed. And so far, reviews for Stellar Blade have been solid. It's got an 82 on Metacritic and an 83 on Open Critic, putting it firmly in the good category.
I mean, I was going to play it regardless, I'm going to be honest.
Me too, but yeah.
That it's good.
Yeah.
IGN called it a gorgeous and well-crafted action game with very impressive strengths, but also dinged it for lacking substance in its story and characters.
They wrote, for a brand new studio, Shift Up has certainly lived up to its name. The quality, variety, scope, and size on offer is exemplary for such a small studio.
Yeah, it's really cool. They came from making mobile games right to this, so.
Oh, wow.
Good to see it. Destructoid said it offers a fast-paced action combat system in a unique world with a rewarding narrative.
And GameSpot praised its strong battle system and exciting moments, writing, Stellar Blade's influences come from the last two generations of character action games, and it wields them proudly, channeling not just ideas, but themes, designs, and even stylistic flourishes from games like Bayonetta and Nier Automata.
Jesus Christ. Speaking my language, these are some of my favorite games. So cool, right? Right? It sounds like a solid action game, which we haven't been getting a lot of lately. So what could go wrong? Well, it's the gaming industry, so there's always going to be drama of some kind.
For starters, there's apparently a racial slur in the game. an allusion to one that immediately drew attention.
Oh, sounds like we're going to need all our bravery for this one. So we'll cover the incident in full right after a quick word from today's sponsor, Factor. Today's episode of Inside Games is sponsored by Factor, who wants to help you because it's getting messy out there. It's getting stressful. It's getting expensive. Fast food used to be cheap, but that's not the case anymore. Luckily, Factor is here to help bridge the gap because they take the stress out of meal planning and set you up for success. Skip the grocery store. Skip the prep work. Skip that cooking fatigue. Instead, get chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. With over 35 meals to choose from per week, including options like keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and more, you'll find something that fits into your diet or your needs. That's what I do. I'm trying to hold it to around 1,800 calories a day. As you can imagine, that's really hard with fast food, but it's a lot easier with Factor. I just scroll their meals every week. I look for the little blue calorie smart badge, and that means the meals land around 500 calories, which is really easy to fit into my diet plan. Now, let's say you did have a big meal somewhere, you got caught in the drive-thru, and you need something small to compensate to land within your dietary goals. Well, Factor has you covered there too. Factor now offers loads of snack options like breakfasts, smoothies, juices, small bites, more to keep you going no matter what's going on in your day. Get 50% off your first Factor box and 20% off your next month of orders using our link in the description and our code INSIDE50APR. Thank you very much for the support, Factor.
All right, thank you, Factor. And last, we left the story, Stellar Blade, whoopsied, and left a slur reference in the game. Whoops.
Yeah. Several people noticed that a piece of graffiti spelling out hard is right next to the game's R shop, which looks like the phrase hard R when they're right next to each other.
Yeah, I mean, very weird. As various outlets noted, the hard graffiti appears in various spots throughout the game, not only here. And Sony told IGN that it was unintentional and will be fixed in the game's day one patch. I think it already is.
Yeah. The public won't even see it. And this is a, you know, developer in a foreign country. The hard R thing is very specific to North American English, so it's kind of funny. Anyway, developer Shift Up already addressed it in a statement, saying the placement of the two graphics near each other in Stellar Blade resulted in an unintentional, objectionable phrase. Adding, Shift Up had no intention of creating offensive artwork and will be replacing the graffiti for the day one patch.
Yeah, I mean, it all seems perfectly reasonable, provided you aren't convinced that all games writers have formed a shadowy liberal cabal to shape the form of all Western media. If you don't believe that, you should be okay. And that cabal may be motivated by a deep-seated hatred of heterosexual male gamers.
They hate us, Bruce. They want to kill us.
I don't know if that's actually true, Lawrence. I'm not sure.
Well, it just depends. Looking at a gaffe like this, who could think anything else, Bruce?
I mean, there are other simpler explanations. Luckily, we are... in the air quotes, good company coming to a rational conclusion like that. Former Blizzard dev Mark Kern, who has never met drama he didn't like, claimed that journalists were just being big babies.
I guess. No, I mean, it happens sometimes. Anyway, yeah. On X, he posted, "Hard R in the screenshot is so random and only a milquetoast gaming journalist could have been so offended as to demand Sony take it down."
Kern also claimed that it was a coordinated attack done to gin up controversy for the game. The evidence? Coincidental timing, and the sheer impossibility that a career writer could knock out a blog article in 28 minutes.
Okay, man, I don't know. I have written blog articles way faster than that. I'll say that. I've written 4-page scripts of Inside Gaming in like 30 minutes. It just depends on how much coffee you've had. Anyway, don't discount the number of words a writer can knock out when they're in a groove.
That's what they do there. They write. Meanwhile, there's also been some mild grousing about the skimpy outfits worn by Eve, the game's main character in Stellar Blade.
Kern, for his part, is a big fan of tiny outfits, called for his followers to support the game to show the world that men still love boobs. Because that's, I guess, a lesson everyone has to relearn. I thought we just took that on faith every day the sun came up.
Yeah, I think we do. Then again, there are already plenty of new games with prominent displays of mammaries, right?
Yeah, and somehow this topic keeps coming up, even though the video game titties have never been, you know, more pleasant. There have been other games recently, like you said, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth, Grand Blue Fantasy Relink, and even the first build of Hades 2.
Honestly, it kind of feels like a tempest in a teapot. Obviously, Eve from Stellar Blade wears skimpy outfits, but it feels like some people are just getting worked up over a controversy that has not really happened yet.
Yeah, it's the assumption that people are mad about it, and then people are carrying on as though it did happen, even though everyone seems chill. Yeah. Speaking of, here's a little microcosm example. Just in the past few days, the reactionary crowd found what they thought was unassailable proof that some of the outfits in Stellar Blade have been censored.
I knew it, Lawrence. I told you. I knew it. Meanwhile, looks like Shift Up is adding a new game plus mode that will be harder and have lots more outfits. So the outfit variants are likely part of the free content that the game's developer is already adding before launch.
Or is it? Maybe. It's interesting to see folks kind of check each other, and this has become a weird knife fight on the internet yeah. about whether or not that one onesie has gotten skimpier or not. So, I don't know. Does all this seem a little silly? I don't know. Maybe, like, a lot of people are buying into a narrative that doesn't show a lot of real-world evidence of actually existing.
All right, don't worry. Kern has done the mental gymnastics for you, so you don't have to actually think for yourself, all right? It's not that the controversy never really happened. It's that games journalists are lying and revising history to erase the fact that they really wanted Stellar Blade to fail.
People don't care that much. I don't know. I mean, some people do, obviously, but gosh, to everyone else, it's a titty game, and that's cool. Internet's gonna internet, yeah. I guess. People tell each other stories.
I mean, meanwhile, Lawrence, you and I are gonna just play Stellar Blade and enjoy it. I played the demo. I really liked it. Also, it was really cool to see the outfits. She was super hot and sexy, and there were some super hot and sexy dudes, so, like, I'm in. Let's do it.
Not that complicated, is it?
Yeah, I know.
You and I are going to be like high-fiving, looking at titties do this while other dudes are zooming and enhancing and like counting pixels. Okay, and I guess on that note, hey, guess what? We've slipped into assuming what other people are doing and gotten smug about it. So
Right.
I'm excited for Stellar Blade because I like character action games, love Bayonetta. I think it's I don't mind staring at ass. But I want to comment more about the meta of this story. Because it's really difficult these days to draw the line between news and muck raising. Ideally, we put all the info out there and let you, the intelligent viewer, decide for yourself what's reasonable. But there are people that have successfully basically manipulated that behavior. And in this case, I don't want to give him ammunition because he'll just take it back to his Twitter feed and use it as victimization evidence. But It's pretty clear that there's a tactic of manipulating news reporting and even just manipulating people's engagement to get in front of eyeballs. So I'm mindful of that here. And I don't want to make the decision for you about what should be or shouldn't be included in a story. So It's an ongoing process, and I don't think we can say with precision where the line should be for every story. We just write it like it is, and in this case, it seemed noteworthy because I've seen people asking what the controversy about Stellar Blade is. The honest answer is there's not really one, but we have to cover what appears to be one for the sake of answering that story, or that question, I should say. So that's kind of long-winded. I only put that entire disclosure in there because this subject bounces off culture war stuff, and boy, do the wasps come out and find any one thing they can get you on. So they've already done that and whatever. The good news is, by reporting on this, though, Bruce, we put out the honeypot.
Oh, no.
I know you're going to get busy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll be banning people over and over and over in the comments. I can't. If I see woke anywhere in any comment, they're gone.
even in like a good way or a neutral way?
No, no. If it's in a neutral way, if they're talking about the word woke, I'm totally fine.
I just woke up to an Inside Games video that I can't wait to watch.
That's okay. That's all right. If they say go woke, go broke, they're gone. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah. Sorry for the long-winded explanation. But, game seems rad, and I feel like sometimes we have to clarify what we do here and why, because it's getting messy out there.
Also, Lawrence, you wrote, it's possible to love tits and also respect women, and you're absolutely correct. They are not mutually exclusive. You can do both. Possible to love dick and respect men, too. So you're good to go on all fronts there. Just do it that way. And I also wanted to add to Lawrence's coda to the episode here. I'm sure I'll see some comments that are like, oh, they're talking about unbiased reporting. No, we're not actually talking about unbiased reporting. We are reporting this the way we see it, the way we feel about it. This isn't us being like, we have come on to do the Walter Cronkite thing. This is us actually talking about the way we feel about this news, in quotation. So if you came here for unbiased reporting, I don't necessarily think that we're going to be able to do that often. We're trying to give you all the facts to support what we're doing here. But of course, we have our own little biases, because that's what we do. So if you don't like that, that's okay. No big deal. But I saw a lot of comments recently in other episodes that are like, oh, they say it's unbiased. Like, no, I don't think I've ever said it was unbiased. So we're just here to call it as we see it. And that's the way we've always done Inside Games and Inside Gaming. So we're going to continue to do it.
Yeah, I agree. We can only be unbiased if everyone who engages with the internet is doing so altruistically. And they don't. So because people are trying to manipulate the way that information is spread on the internet, we have to employ some discernment into how we relate that information. That makes it sound like everybody's equal as an information purveyor, which isn't exactly true either. But the sad truth is we can't be Walter Cronkite because no one would watch.
I mean, that as well. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you again. Speaking of people that actually watch every single week, these patrons, these Inside Games patrons, they support our Patreon every week. And these patrons have some big old bazoomas, Lawrence. Red N003, Zach the Hack, Winter Knight, and Jose Diaz. Whoop!
Goddamn. Well, Bruce, I got a pile of patrons that have just fat, sloppy donks. They just start clapping and they don't stop. It's just a cacophony. Al Diaz, Jared Watkins, the Alpine Stranger, and Old Baby Leg. Goddamn. The reactionary crowd found what they thought was unassailable proof that some of the outlets in Stellar Blade have been censored.
Oh, you said outlets and not outfits.
Oops, my bad.